I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 29th. Early voting for the upcoming state election will take place in Quincy. The city clerk's office says early voting will happen at North Quincy High School on August 27th and 28th, and then at Quincy City Hall August 29th through September 2nd. The last day to register to vote in this year's election is August 27th, either by 5 p.m. at City Hall or by 2:30 p.m. during early voting at North Quincy High School. The water at all 13 Quincy City beaches and all of Wollaston Beach is safe for swimming this week. Results of water tests taken on Wednesday indicate acceptable levels of bacteria in the water, including at Brody or Baker Beach in Germantown, which has been closed to swimmers for the past 2 weeks. Shuttle buses will replace MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and JFK UMass for the next 2 weeks from 9 p.m. through the end of service. The T says they'll be doing track work August 1st through the 4th and August 8th through the 11th. The United States Naval and Shipbuilding Museum on the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard has been awarded a $127,000 grant by the state to improve the visitor experience to the museum and to make some technology upgrades. Quincy College has received a $145,000 state grant to upgrade equipment and technology in its certified nursing assistant and home health aide education and training programs. The college will use the funds to build a flexible acute care laboratory. A family fun day will be held Saturday at Kavanaugh Stadium on Birch Street in North Quincy. Quincy Public Schools are sponsoring the event that will feature free activities for all ages, including arts and crafts, face painting, a watermelon eating contest, and Wally the Green Monster will be there. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. A free demonstration on taking good photos with a smartphone will be held this coming Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. at the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy Center. Registration for the event is required. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, July 29th.